Hey, Laura?
Yes.
I just pulled up the Peterborough transcript also.
Right?
Here. Yeah.
I didn't really read the article yet, but the pictures were the little
computer captions.
Caricatures right. Yeah. of us. We got to get Bob on the phone.
Really?
We got to get Bob McIntyre.
Well, why did we take two rolls of film in here if he was going to put those character
pictures?
Oh, wait,
maybe we didn't look through the whole thing, though. There might be more.
No, there's not.
Oh, man.
But who knows? Maybe the website article is different from what's on...
From the actual paper.
Right, exactly.
That could be.
That does happen sometimes.
Well, we're going to have a Peterborough area listener is going to drop some papers off to us later today. So
okay,
we'll see.
We'll see those.
Okay. 7 o'clock now at JYY. Big holiday weekend ahead of us,
it
huh?
It is the big holiday weekend. State police saying that we're going to have some heavy volume.
I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for 92.1 and 105.5 JYY.
Thanks so much, Rob. 77 now in Concord. And Kevin, let me say one thing.
Yes.
Bob McIntyre of the Peterborough Transcript
yes.
is a very well-respected man. He's been a journalist for 20 years.
Well-known journalist.
And so don't be bashing Bob.
Way to prepare the...
We're not.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Hi, Bob.
How you doing, you stellar actress?
Stop!
Bob McIntosh from the Peterborough Transcript. If you just tuned in this morning, a great article, by the way, on us and the whole
wonderful.
Station in yesterday's Peterborough Transcript. I highly recommend you pick it up. But
2 copies each.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. But, Bob, I have to ask you a couple questions here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, where do we start here? Did Suzanne actually use the words stellar actress?
Definitely did. When you were when we were talking about how you have to be friends, and she was joking around and said, "Well, I'm a stellar actress."
Oh, there you go.
Ah, well,
see?
Okay. Well,
take it into context now, Suzanne.
Right, working with Kevin, I have to act like that's
like
right.
You like me.
Kevin said,
exactly.
"This is how it went." Kevin said that you know we have to be friends in order to do this. We're honestly friends, and I said, "Yeah, I'm a stellar actress."
That's right.
We're not, but I didn't think. I mean. It just sounds like, you know, I'm a Broadway actress.
Well, I thought you were.
right after here, I go to Broadway. That's
now,
right.
Bob, I have another question.
Sure.
And maybe you heard this question already on the air.
Yep.
We went to the web. I don't have the actual paper in front of me. I have the web edition that I'm looking at.
The paper has some of the web stuff, and this afternoon the photos will be on to the web. The paper has the photos I took in the studio.
The paper
they
has the actual
out,
photos. How do we look?
Great.
I look great.
I don't have any bleeding, oozing sores, do I?
Just a couple.
Kevin.
There was two things that we needed. I said I wanted my eyes open, and Kevin was like, I don't want any snot hanging out of my nose.
And we were lucky on both.
We accomplished both of those goals. Beautiful.
Hey, I gotta go hit the golf course, guys. You're holding me up here.
Hey, listen, Bob. Nice job, man. Maybe we can make this like a regular series or something.
Oh, will you stop that? Listen to him, Bob.
Short stories.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, you didn't happen to catch my appearance on WNDS-TV News last night, did you?
Happened to miss that.
Oh, there you go.
Me too.
I had no bleeding, oozing sores there.
Oh,
but
will you stop that?
But my teeth were crooked as anything.
Bob, have a great golf game and happy 4th.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, nice job, man.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. There you go. Bob McIntosh.
Okay, do you see? You see how it went?
Yeah, now we get it.
That makes sense.
Context,
that makes sense.
Out of context, I sounded like a... Which?
You sounded like really stuck up.
Really? But yeah. But what I was saying was Kevin saying we were friends. And I said, I'm a stellar actress. Like,
kidding.
We're not really friends.
Like, I really hate him.
I really hate him, but I act like I like him.
That would not have been out of context, though.
go away.
You know, I can't believe you guys are harassing this poor reporter.
Hey, what are harassing him?
Hey.
I'm saying it publicly. Great job, Bob.
Stellar actress. Suzanne Fox.
Wild, wild west. Jim West. Desperado.
Wild Wild West. 92.1 105.5 JYY, the Wild Wild West. 7:13, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. Here's Cher.
I don't need your.
That's Cher, strong enough. 92.1 105.5 JYY, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. Thanks for being by here. Rolling you into Friday morning on the edge of the long 4th of July party weekend. Gonna be a good one. Phones are blazing this morning, Suzanne. Everybody has a comment about this. Either the newspaper or the TV or whatever. You know. We're just media icons.
I know.
Lately, you know what I'm.
Don't forget the livestock named after us too.
I haven't finished reading the article yet, so.
I did.
Well, don't tell me. I want to be surprised. I want to view it through my own.
Right, I wish I had the hard copy in front of me. Why don't you print it out for me so I can go line by line and explain?
Maybe we will.
Put it into context.
I mean, we got Roseanne here on the line. Hi, Roseanne.
What I wanted to do real quick before my cell phone dies, could you wish my husband a happy anniversary?
Oh, look at that. Using up her last scrap of cell phone energy.
Wasn't it your anniversary last week?
No, I had a birthday last week, but I didn't want anybody to know that one.
Every week is a celebration in Roseanne's life.
Yes, my life is wonderful.
I'm telling you, what do you have next week? Anything special?
No, just my anniversary on the 4th of July.
There you go. Now, I want to know something. What in the world made you get married on the 4th of July?
Because we both had been through it before, and we knew how independent we were, so...
Theme wedding, yeah.
You wanted to see fireworks.
Well, like my husband said to me, I promise you, baby, the rest of our married life will have fireworks every anniversary.
Beautiful. Well, Roseanne, what's your hubby's name?
Jeff.
There you go. Happy anniversary.
Mine too.
How many is this?
Five.
There you go. 5 years, and look at that, Suzanne, you're marrying a Jeff.
Roseanne, uh-huh.
I figure you guys ought to go at least five.
Yeah. Well, if you ask my husband, he'll say it's 50.
Well, you know, it just seems that way.
That's what he said. It's 50 years of happiness, son.
There you go. Well, happy anniversary, Roseanne.
Well, thank you, and you too have a great weekend.
There you go. And you too. Thank you, Roseanne. And Jeff. 719 now, 92.1 and 105.5 JYY.
Bills, back.
Conquered.
720 at 92.1 and 105.5 JYY. Rob Carolyn is back, and he's got that holiday forecast for you. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Kevin. A very muggy 105.5 JYY.
Thank you, Rob. It's 79 degrees in Concord, 79 Manchester, 77 in Milford at 92.1 and 105.5 JYY. 720, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. You will not believe who the Blessed Union of Souls got a letter from. We'll tell you in a minute. Here they are. Hey, Leonardo, JYY.
She don't care about my car.
Oh, there's the Blessed Union of Souls. Hey, Leonardo, 921-1055 JYY. 724 now. It's the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. You know who they got a letter from?
Who?
Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
Is that?
Whoa. She's probably insecure because she is fat right now. She's pregnant.
But they mean fat in the good way.
I know, but...
P-H-A-T.
Right. But she is F-A-T.
But she's old. She is.
You know?
But she's old enough that she probably thinks they mean F-A-T. Also, you know what I mean?
I mean, I thought they
she's
did.
Not young and hip thinking, oh, fat.
Until my 13-year-old brother cleared it up that it's fat is actually a compliment.
Cindy sent them a letter saying it was, you know, she was flattered that they included her.
And she wants royalties?
In their song. She said she loves Hey Leonardo. I believe there was a caveat by her lawyer following the letter. Please cease and desist from using Ms. Crawford's name in any future songs.
Yeah, really? Or send us a check.
There you go. Well, we know the Blessed Union of Souls, so maybe I think they should throw Kevin and Suzanne in one of their songs.
Well, they will, soon enough.
Just because they're fat like Suzanne. What do you think? Wouldn't that be
just
nice?
Just because she's a stellar actress.
She's a stellar actress.
What if she wastes all her time with him?
That would be very good.
Excellent.
725 now.